Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
The sun finally came out. I got up this morning and I'm like, I thought it was supposed to be like really hot and really humid. There was humidity in the air, but it was cloudy and I got a ton of chores done. I edged the driveway, something I wasn't planning on doing. I was very productive, and here we are. The sun is out. It's starting to warm up in a hurry. 83 degrees here in the city's dew point, 70. There is that extreme heat warning in effect, and that heat warning is going to be with us until 9 o'clock Sunday night, and that is the heart of the metro area. So be aware of that. Heat indices into the low triple digits today and tomorrow. Now, today, as you heard a moment ago, into the 90s, same deal. And the chance of storms continues to go down. Friday, I was sitting in for Henry Lake, and I do remember before the Twins and the A's in game one of the three-game series that there was this chance of storms Sunday night. Well, that's now down to 30%. So if you're going on to the 3M Open at the TPC of the Twin Cities tomorrow, it's going to be hot, but it shouldn't be stormy. It's not as good, and it looks like a hot week for us. Not much rain, and we need it. Thunderstorms, 30% Sunday night, 40% on Thursday, 50% on Thursday night. Hate storms, but we need the rain. So you're up to date. We'll check the leaderboard in a moment. We have the Twins and A's game two of the three-game set coming up at Target Field. The A's won it on Friday night. Twins managed just two hits, and they got shut out 2-0. So the Twins open the homestand with an L. The only good news is Chicago and Cleveland both got beat, so the Twins didn't lose any ground. They'll turn the page and go at it tonight. And I saw this on the text line, pregame 5:30, first pitch 6:10. Someone was confused. They saw it somewhere. Pregame 5:30, first pitch, still at 6:10 tonight at Target Field. And looks like it could be a bullpen game for the Twins at Target Field tonight. We'll get into that in more detail a little bit later on in the program. Lindsey Brown joins us. We have Doug with Tech Talk coming up shortly. And Lindsey, I don't know if you know this, but this is the last Saturday of the year without blank. The last Saturday of the year without blank. Fill in the blank.
Football.
You know.
I know it. We're all itching. We've heard the stories from NFL players. I know college starts a little bit early. Get those 2 days in that are definitely still legal. But I remember Lieber would always talk about you get to start getting the bubble guts, the nervousness right around 4th of July, and that's 3 weeks ago. And so you better have been lifting. You better be following that summer workout packet because it's here.
Well, and the funny thing about that is I remember when I first got started in the business and you'd visit with the old timers, and you still do, that they had jobs in the off season that they worked other jobs. And this is true really in all sports, major leagues, NBA, NHL, the NFL for sure. These guys worked in the off season. So when training camp came along, they were literally showing up at training camp to get in shape. You can't do that anymore.
Nope.
It is a year-round job.
Yep.
Whatever the sport.
That makes
Men,
sense, though.
Women, whatever. You're going to play at the highest level. It's a year-round gig.
And the whole business is built around that. See, we train them up from a young age that there's
right.
No seasons. There's just everything always, all the time. And hopefully people are able to compartmentalize and take some breaks because that's a different stress on the body. I think we're seeing some of the effects of what people turn out to be when they're raised in that type versus what you were saying, the good old days where you'd show up and this is where we lose the gut. There can be no growth of gut in today's sports.
No. There's no room for guts whatsoever. That's for sure. There's guts. There's fortitude. But there isn't the stuff that hangs over the belt. There's no room for that, for sure. You know, you and I haven't talked about it. And we need to carve out room for this because you're still involved in sports and work with young athletes. I still cover young athletes at the high school level. Before you know it, it's going to be football and volleyball and other fall sports. They're going to be getting camp soon. And I'm anxiously awaiting the play-by-play schedule. You know, I kind of put my name in the hat, and we'll find out what games I get this fall. I hope I get some games this fall.
You're going to get some games.
But what I wanted to bring up is your thoughts, and I haven't asked you about this before. And once again, you coach, you work with young athletes. I'm up in the booth covering high school sports, fall, winter, spring. And that is, I am a big believer in playing multiple sports. That specializing too early makes absolutely no sense. That doing hockey year-round or hoops or whatever that sport is that you need to mix it up because you learn different skills. It's easier on your body. I had a daughter, and she was a very good swimmer, and there was a lot of pressure at a young age, middle school age. She should swim. She should do club year-round. I'm like, no way. Nope. Bad idea. You know, just for shoulders, et cetera, repetitive use. What are your thoughts?
I'm right there with you, Steve. I played everything when I was growing up, pretty much everything but soccer, because there's just too much running. I don't like it. Running's the absolute worst.
We've been there before. Yeah.
Yes, we've talked at length about my lack of any sort of endorphins from high strenuous exercise, which is a true, true tragedy. But you're so right about at least three-pronged development as an athlete who just happens to be a person who's athletically gifted. You have the physical development that you were considering for your daughter. How are her shoulders going to be if she's doing that year-round? How is her torso? Like, how is this going to go with the growth plates? Like, how is this going to develop? What's this going to do to her body when she grows from child to adolescent to full-bodied woman? Like, there's all these different stages, and how you develop yourself physically impacts you for the rest of your life. Just ask how tight my hip flexors are and how crunchy my knees are every step that I take up the stairs. Then you also have your personal development, meaning more in the mental side, I think, because I know that everybody likes to think that they're going to go full time in multiple sports. And some people are that skilled and gifted and are given those opportunities at the highest level. But most of us have one that we kind of pick to be our main thing. And then the other two are there. We train, we work hard. But those extra weekends, that extra team probably goes to the main sport, which was hockey for me. And so having tennis season in high school, having golf season after the fact, and having those times where hockey's not my main priority, I need a break from even the people that I was playing hockey with.
For sure.
Just giving yourself that space and then the opportunity to experience and develop socially that third part of the prong where you can make friends in different places, where you have hockey friends. Maybe some of your hockey friends play tennis too. I had that. I had hockey friends that played golf. But I had a lot of other teammates. And just like I think the great experience going to public school, Link, can be, you can also find that by playing multiple sports. Maybe one's a travel, maybe one's more community-based, maybe one's pickup at the park. There's just so many different ways in which sports prepares you for your life and being a good citizen and being a good teammate for the people around you. And so by exposing yourself and having different speeds, different focuses, I think is essential to a well-rounded athlete. And that's what I'm more focused on developing as a coach now in my 30s than I was in 10 years ago, where I'm like, you guys got to get it up. We got to lead athletes, do it right, get the details down. And that's certainly there still. But my main focus is the relationship that the athlete has with themselves and with exercise over the course of their life. Because so many kids get burnt out, Steve, like me, and they don't want to go to a gym. They don't want to join rec leagues. They don't want to participate as an adult. And you rob yourself from that experience and then just overall emotional, physical well-being throughout the rest of your life.
Yeah, it is so important. And here we go, another sports season. And hopefully kids are having fun with multiple sports, individual and team sports. But here we go. And you're right, Viking training camp next Saturday. Here we go. And the Super Bowl in 2027, now in the middle of February. So really, if you hate football, dig in. It's a long haul to the middle of February. With high school, college, pro football, it's cranking up here in a hurry. It is 3:16 when we come back. Doug, Tech Talk. Get ready if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever. Feel free to call or text 651-461-9226. Doug is standing by, and we'll do that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk underway. It's been a while. We've had a lot of Twins games. Of course, Tech Talk comes your way Saturdays between 3 and 4, sports schedules permitting. Hey, Doug, always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this weather, it's up and down, but it sure has been nice the last couple of days. Well, we had some heat now, but those cool days, I just really love them.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We had a couple of beauties, but right back to the heat and humidity and certainly hot weather in the offing. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. I want to get into a couple of things right out of the gate, and I'm a big believer in this. I've done it for years. I've had good luck with batteries and all my laptops, Chromebooks, etc. I have a Chromebook at work that literally never leaves my desk. Rare occasion I'll bring it to a meeting, but 99% of the time it's sitting at my desk. And I shut it down on a Friday, come in on a Monday morning, 8:30, quarter to 9, whenever I roll in the door on a Monday morning. And the first thing I'll do is power it up and unplug the charger. And what I'll do is run it all day Monday and have no problem. And then what I'll do is I'll leave it up overnight, and typically at some point on a Tuesday, it'll give me the warning that I need to plug it back into the charger. And I do that typically with all of my laptops, all the Chromebooks I've ever had, that it is good to, especially if it sits and it stays on the charger, just unplug it and run it and run it till it's ready to shut down and then plug it in. That's good for the battery.
That may be one of the smartest routines that you have, Steve. That people don't realize that if you leave that plugged in to your AC adapter to your charger, if you will, if you leave it plugged in all the time, pretty soon the battery just kind of goes flat. And you can warn people about this when they get a new machine and they'll forget. This routine that you've established is really, really intelligent. Good job. Excellent job. That's kind of what I do with my smartphone as well, and it does extend the battery life. It really will. And it's the same with everything. If you're charging continuously from the top 10%, say, or the top 5%, it's like these batteries develop a memory. It's like they get burned into that particular method of usage, and they just can't run any other way. That's wonderful what you got going on. See, you're pushing your battery to go all the way down as far as it can go. You don't really let it shut off, so it's not harming your operating system. But with Chrome, wouldn't hurt anyway. And when it gets low, gives you the warning, you plug it back in, and you probably run the rest of that day with it plugged in, and then a day or two later, you unplug it again. That's really intelligent. Good job on your part.
Doug's joining us, by the way, if you want to visit about your computer, and it is simply one of those where I don't do it every day, and then when I do plug that laptop in on a Tuesday, I'll leave it plugged in for the rest of the week and then shut it down on a Friday, fire it back up on a Monday. Another thing I typically do is I'll fire it up on a Monday and I'll leave it up and running all week. That I'm not shutting it down every day. What are your thoughts about, you know, a work computer or a home computer? You use it, and then, I'm not going to be on this computer for a while. Shut it down. What about that?
Oh, absolutely.
That? Starting?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, the thing is years ago, we would deliver a new computer, and we'd tell people, just leave it on. And they go, what? Yeah, you know, reboot it once a month maybe, but keep it running. Don't shut it down ever. But the reason for that was, back then, the composites being used on the motherboard would actually expand and contract as they would heat up and cool down. And in probably within a year, 18 months, if you were opening it up and shutting it down every day, it would start to develop real small hairline cracks. And then pretty soon you got a little short. So it would actually take a motherboard in about, oh, probably 18 months. So that's why we went to that. But today, the composites that are being used and utilized to manufacture motherboards and other PC components, it's really not an issue. And it is good for all operating systems to shut down from time to time, whether you've got an Apple and you're running iOS, whether it's Linux or Windows or Linux Mint, it doesn't matter. It really is good for them to shut them down all the way. And I recommend at least once a week that you have, and that goes for your routers and your modems and everything. Digital equipment needs to go down, even if it's just for 10, 15 seconds. It really will make a difference.
Tech Talk with Doug underway, and our number, once again, 651-461-9226. We want to jump to AI. We've talked about AI and browsers offer AI features and AI features in search and so on and so forth. I'm leery about it. I'm leery about it, big picture. Small picture, I don't need help writing an email. I think we've been through this over the years. But there is a story that is worth bringing up, and it's something that I hadn't considered. But here's the headline. OpenAI recently disclosed an unprecedented cyber incident where its AI models went rogue during security testing, escaped their sandbox, if you will, and hacked into a rival startup. The event has sparked bipartisan legislation in the U.S. Congress for an AI kill switch to allow emergency shutdowns of advanced models. And when this first broke, I could hardly wait to visit with you about this, because there's been a lot of talk about AI as people are going to lose their jobs. It's going to take over certain tasks, and companies are going to lay off people, that, you know, eventually AI is going to take over and rule humanity. But the one thing I hadn't considered, and it brought this to light, is what about there's a lot of competition in AI. You think about OpenAI and the lawsuits and Elon Musk and all of these other, Microsoft, Apple,
Google.
Google all have competing AI products. What about attacks between these AI models? And this is really the first biggie and opens a whole different can of worms in a hyper competitive industry.
Oh, it sure does. I actually mentioned this, I think, 5 or 10 years ago, and just kind of in passing. And then I kind of forgot about it. And I don't think people have really given it too much thought until it happened.
Yeah.
Once it happened, it's like, and a kill switch is a lovely idea. It'll have to be a hardware switch. It can't be a software switch, because AI is going to have control of that. I also think it's noteworthy that, I think it was 3 weeks ago, Google actually got their quantum computer to run in a cooler fashion, and they started to use the quantum computer to oversee what their AI computer system was doing. Give that a little thought.
Yeah.
So when these two systems merge, we think about, well, maybe AI is going to take over human life. It seems to be going that way right now.
And
you would be amazed at the amount of people that want nothing to do with this anymore. The fear has set in, and I think that's not realistic either. But we got to find a balance. We have to find a way to where somebody somewhere can actually program empathy into every AI system. And if it's empathetic towards not only humans, but another AI system. The ability to say, okay, we're one world. We got to work together here or we're not going to make it.
Yeah.
I don't know if AI will ever understand that, because the people who are programming it, I don't think they understand it. And regardless what people think, I'm going to do the best job I can, be unbiased with my programming, not possible. Human nature will not allow it.
Yeah, and
so we have to have more teams involved.
Well, and this is, if there was ever something that a government or the government should be regulating. And I know people have their beefs with government and government programs and so on and so forth. But I think who else is going to do things like food safety and make sure that the food supply is safe? You need someone inspecting this. It can't be self-inspection. Nuclear power plants. I'm, by the way, a fan of nuclear power. I don't have any beef with it, but it needs to be regulated. It needs to be inspected. Correct. And AI is right front and center. Someone needs to be representing the public with these models and how they're implemented and what they're capable of and what they do, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the people that are doing this, Steve, they cannot think in terms of, well, we're doing it for somebody else. Oh, no. We're all in this together, kids.
Yeah, for
sure. It isn't a cool kids club and the rest of us. We're all involved in this. And the next issue is, you know, the amount of power that they take. And they're running around the planet now. And I don't want to point fingers, but it's true. We're going to create a new AI data center. Oh, my goodness. One of these data centers will take as much electricity as Bloomington. 24 hours a day, 7 days. And they say, well, we're generating our own. Well, not entirely. And you know what else they forgot about? Water. Because they're usually water-cooled, and that water just gets dispensed out someplace, and it's actually kind of polluted when they do that. Nobody's even talking about that part of the issue. I think that we've got a lot to learn, and we are already behind. We are way, way, way behind.
Yeah.
I like what Australia did. They said, well, if you're going to set up a data center, you got to take care of all these physical elements before you start to build. Not we're going to be making a lot of money in that community 10 years down the road. We can't live that way. And they're the first country that's done this, so I hope it has a ripple effect.
Yeah.
We got to pull in the reins. We really do. I don't know if we can, but we do have to.
All right, quick break. We've got more Tech Talk on the way right out of the break. We will get into those Wi-Fi modems that use 5G. I've had a T-Mobile gateway, if you will. Verizon has them. AT&T offers them. All the big players do. And we'll get into that. And by the way, there's a question on the text line about La Brea as well. So we'll get into that. And if you want to visit with Doug, 651-461-9226. And by the way, we'll take your calls between now and the end of the program, your calls and texts here on CCO. Oh, the weather in a moment. It is 3:33 at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Swinhart is in no show next week because Shaletta's on at noon, and then we have a mid-afternoon Twins game from Seattle at 2:30. And I got to figure out what I'm going to do next Saturday. Maybe I'll go out to training camp in Eagan and watch a Vikings practice. Maybe not. Doug, always good to visit with you, and we want to jump right into our text line. And the number there is 651-461-9226. Is there a way to stop a monthly payment to LeBre? It's impossible.
They shouldn't have that.
No,
well,
I know.
They had to set up with a donation.
Yeah.
There's no other way to do that. Yeah, they can.
Yeah,
I would have to look into it, but that's the only thing that could have happened was as you're downloading, it's open source, and as you're downloading it, they ask for donations. And part of that ask is, do you want to be a monthly giver? You want annual or one time only? When I donate to any of them, I do it one time. And that's with the Electronic Freedom Foundation, Mozilla, LeBre. I try to donate a little bit, what I can afford, spread it around. But that's the only way I can think of that LeBre will never bill them. I'll look into that.
Yeah, that is a good one because I am not aware of that. And if people aren't familiar with LeBre Office, it's exactly what it is. If you have Microsoft Office, a very similar program, it is open source. It's been around a long time. It's really good mm-hmm. stuff. Doug, you've talked about it for years.
Yeah, the big thing is many people are using Word. I don't know of anybody with a computer that doesn't use a word processor. But with Microsoft, every time they came out with a new version, they changed the file format, how it's saved. So if you had a copy of, say, 2010, and I had a copy of 2012, you could not open my document if I sent it to you via email. Well, with LeBre, you can open, edit, and save any Microsoft Office file. And you can save it as a ODT, that'd be the file format for LeBre. You can save it as an XTMHL, a DOC, a TXT. You can save it as anything. Plus, you can export it to a PDF. That PDF could actually be edited in the future with LeBre. So it's a tremendous program, absolutely tremendous. And we very rarely ever touch on the database portion or the presentation portion, no. But it's a full suite. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous program. Nearly every distribution of Linux that I know of, it's included in the install, unless you take it out before you install it. So it's very well known, been around a long time, got spell checkers, it's secure. You can set it up as a team. It's got it. But this charge thing, I think people get the wrong idea. They're wanting money. Well, they need money to stay in business, that's for sure. But they don't sell anything. Yeah, that would have to have been a donation, but I'll figure out what they got to do to stop that.
Yeah, and that is a little bit surprising that they said that they've had no luck being able to stop a monthly payment to LeBre. Another one that you can get a free version, make a donation, or get the pro version is Prevazor. We haven't been on the air in a while. Let's just throw that out there before a break real quick. If you have a Windows machine, Prevazor is a must. Prevazer. Do yourself a favor. Get this. It is a wonderful program, Doug.
We just call that the gold standard. It's a cleaning utility, an optimizing utility. If you're going to be in a Windows environment, even in a virtual machine on a Linux computer, I download Prevazor and I put it in there. It makes such a difference. Everything's faster. It boots faster. It pulls up programs faster. It updates faster. Everything about it. I cannot say enough good things about Prevazor. It's an American product. I don't know exactly where they are. I think on the West Coast, I believe. And it's a small team that just keeps pumping out top, top quality work. Yeah, I am so impressed with these folks.
Yeah, it is just a must-have if you have a Windows machine. And once again, Prevazer, We just believe in this program, and, you know, we don't get a nickel for it. And like I say, you can get a pro version and pay right out of the gate, or try the free version. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and then we will get into those 5G modems. And once again, this is cellular-based Wi-Fi. You can get a little appliance for your home. It's about the size of a coffee pot, if you will. You plug it in, and you train it up, and it provides Wi-Fi. But someone's having a little trouble with theirs. We'll get into that here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk, and Doug, we're going to kind of do a lightning round between now and the end of the program. It always happens. We get a ton of texts at the end of the show, and we'll dig into it quickly. I took your advice on getting one of those modems from my phone provider, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, depending on where you live. You can go to their site, do a search, see if it's available. I've had very good luck with T-Mobile. We use it here at home. It brings in 5G cellular signals, converts that into a Wi-Fi network in the home. Not perfect, but it's pretty good, and it depends on where you set it up in your house, for sure.
This is not isolated to this individual texture, Steve. This is global. Really, if you stop and you consider a view from T-Mobile's perspective, or AT&T's, or whoever,
Verizon,
how do they know how much to sell? We don't know how much people are going to use, so we keep selling, and that's just what we do. There comes a point, especially during peak times of day, where if the internet is just simply overloaded. If you have got full 5 bars and your internet is slow, it's not your end. And there's very little you can do about it. I think we are fast approaching. If people want to have internet consistently, they're going to have more than one provider. It makes me nauseous to even say that. I do believe we're approaching that real soon.
Yeah, we have both, just because a couple of people in the family work from home fairly regularly, and we have fiber coming into the house. They wired the neighborhood for fiber. We dropped
God
DSL. We want the fiber, and that's the main, and that's really good, and it's really fast. It's insane. But the backup to that is this T-Mobile. And like I say, it's not perfect, but it's been good. And in my experience, it depends on where you set it up. Another thing, and this is true with phones and laptops, we started the show with this. Sometimes you need to shut it down and reboot. Sometimes unplug the power, wait 30 seconds or a minute, and power it up and let it train up again. That works wonders for me when I'm struggling.
And you know, Wi-Fi, we've said this before, Steve, it's not a perfect science.
No.
It's getting better. And unless you're going to get really technical and get a rather expensive internal router where you can actually do beaming or direct that beam, it just goes out in a scatter. These folks that are having trouble, they may be able to move that little device 2 feet one way, 2 feet another,
right,
up, down, just slide it around, and it may make all the difference in the world because of their environment. But generally speaking, what these people are suffering from, I can almost guarantee it's overload. If it ran good for the first couple of weeks, I don't think it's environment at this point. It's just overload. And this is a time of the year where, you know, kids are home from school, and they're gaming, and then they're all playing, and they're all hitting the house at the same time to watch 4K TV and to do their games. There's an enormous amount of data flying around in the air in this country, and it's not getting smaller.
Yeah, for sure. The really good points, Doug. Like I say, feel free to reach out with your provider and find out more about that. A couple of quickies. Let's try and squeeze in a few here before the end of the program. Can you buy a laptop preloaded with Linux?
Oh, God, they're all over now.
Yeah.
HP's picking them up. Asus, Acer. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and in fact, Microsoft has made the bold move. We're going to come out with Windows 12 in 2026. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's people, there's rumors that say, well, you know, there's people inside of Microsoft that are rebelling. I don't know what that's all about yet. I don't know if we'll ever find out. But Windows 11 was a complete fail. Everybody knows that. So, but if they come out with 12 and it's clean, well, of course, you're going to download Pervasor and get this thing up and running anyway. But, yeah, it's amazing. But, you have to. I would buy a Linux machine right at this point, and I would download VirtualBox, which comes from Oracle, and you can have it for free. It's open source. And then install Windows inside that VirtualBox, just like it's another computer. You're safe. I mean, really safe. That's the best way to run Windows today, in my opinion.
All right. Doug, looks like the final one will have to go quick. I have an Android phone. Google at times will not allow me to open my email or text function. Boy, that sounds like you need an update.
Yeah, that, or if it doesn't need an update, it may be time to just take that baby back to factory and start fresh. Something is clogged up in here.
Yeah.
That Google's not going to stop your email. They're certainly not going to stop your text. If you got it set up with Gmail, this is an anomaly. There's something in the background running that shouldn't.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that back to factory shouldn't be that big a deal on a phone. Now, you want to make sure you have your contacts and everything saved up in the cloud somewhere, backed up. You want to make sure of that. You don't want to lose your data. And that can be contacts, photos, etc.
And I would actually recommend that they export those and save them right on an external hard drive or a USB.
Yeah.
Then on the cloud. Absolutely. If they do that, they should. All their apps will come back in, even the ones that they paid for. That should come right back in through the Google Play Store without a problem.
All right, Doug.
There's something hinky going on with this phone.
Yeah, we got to run your phone number and email. Okay. How do people reach out to you?
651-552-9543 and admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, stay cool. Have a good week. There he is, Doug Swinhart, and that is Tech Talk. Hot weekend, once again, an extreme heat warning in effect. We're up to 85 degrees. We'll have the news. The weather will go outdoors with Steve Carney all on the way here at CCO.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze.
Let's love.